Audiomo day 14. It's David in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and I'm sat in a car at the moment in the centre of Banja Luka. Didn't post anything yesterday. There were commitments, and rather than suffering with FOMO, which is the fear of missing out, I've read an article online that sort of inspired me, and it's JOMO, the joy of missing out. Not that I enjoy missing Audiomo days at all, but yeah. Anyway, I did say on the previous post that we would be doing something on Monday, and it's happening at the moment. One of the things with culture here is family. Family is very, very, very important, and it trumps everything else. I've never lived in an environment, even with my own family when I grew up, wasn't as strong as it is here, and sometimes it can feel rather suffocating. But nevertheless, you do get used to it, and, well, it is what it is. In 2008, Tamara's brother, Sinisha, died from a tragic accident, work accident, and that ripped the family to pieces. As I say, they're so, so close, and family is first. And today is the anniversary of that event. So people are gathering for just a few minutes, really, at the grave, and the family come along as well. And it's you understand what I'm trying to say. This year, it's pared back a little bit, you know, social distancing and everything else. So people are making their individual, paying their respects individually, and Tamara's just gone off, or about 50 metres away, to where the main city cemetery is. Going to get some flowers and lay them on the grave. And I'm in the car park, in the shade, with that little kitten, that orphan kitten that we've called Akiva. And he's in his little travel box behind in the shade. And yeah, we are animal friendly, and I said, well, we can leave Akiva and then just go off to the cemetery. And she said, no, you stay here this year and look after, because we don't want him, you know, because it is hot out here. We are in the shade, as I said, but it's, yeah, it's over 25, 26 at the moment. So, yeah, that's setting the scene where I am today for this Audiomo post. I did also say in previous posts, if you have any questions, please do ask them. And through messages on Instagram, rather than on the main site that I host my audio Mo posts, or even on my newsletter, there's been a lot of conversation between myself and Roger Overall, who you have to check out on Audiomo. He's an absolute star, a creative genius. Far more creative in many respects, creative with audio, and his artistic skills are right through the ceiling. Really great cartoons and everything, and he writes very well. I can't write for jot, but we've been talking about the history of where I am, how things have come about, and yeah, it's really pleasing and happy. I'm happy as well that some of the information I'm giving is, as he says, filling in the gaps. And yesterday I think I was boring the poor man rigid by giving him links of things to see. So I don't know how Roger's going to react, but I referred him to a two-hour film made by the what was, I think, the Yugoslav state propaganda ministry. They used to make huge films, blockbuster size films here, reinforcing this ideology of brotherhood and unity between all the different ethnic groups within the area that was the former Yugoslavia today, which has turned into six different countries. So, and they are quite good, actually. They didn't waste any money when they made them. One, where Tito is featured, who would play Tito back then? And, you know, it wasn't a famous Yugoslavian actor. A lot of names came up. They were put to Tito, who would play him. in one of these films, and he said, no, I know who's going to play me. My best friend is going to play me, or one of my best friends is going to play me. And that best friend was Richard Burton. So there is a film where Richard Burton is dubbed over in what was then Serbo-Croatian. So another little anecdote from where I am today. As I say, once this short memorial is finished, we are going to drop across to Tam's parents for a little break, some coffee, maybe some nibbles, and then we will be making our way back to the village where tasks today. Tam's going to do a third harvest of jagoda, which is the word for strawberry, and I'm going to harvest the tree of vishnia, which are sour cherries. So it looks like some more jam and definitely super homemade cherry cake. That's it from today, from a car park, recorded on a phone, so hopefully the quality isn't all that terrible. Stay safe wherever you are. Do vidjenja and ciao for now.